We never had nothing like a fireplace. It wasn't a fireplace. It was a chimney.
I see.
It's just like this and sitting right there. It's nothing but a chimney.
Oh, you had
went straight to the ground. And you see that? See this? It's an outlet, what we call an outlet. It's one in each room.
Yeah.
It was you thinking in terms of a fireplace.
Yeah.
What it was, you had an old stove or your wood heater sitting here. It went up, you had your flue, went up to your chimney.
It wasn't a fireplace with a front end.
No, it wasn't exposed fireplace, it was just a chimney.
Yeah.
And you had outlets from it, from your wood stove, went up and went into the chimney,
Yeah.
Take care of your smoke and stuff coming off your fire.
What'd you call the piece that went up into the chimney?
Oh, that's it had a, I know what they call the, it had a deal through the, it's just tubing, it was tin tubing is what it was.
Yeah.
I forget what they even called it. The old timers had a name for them. Anyway.
Was it stove pipe or the?
It was stove pipe is what it was.
Yeah.
But,
kind of like that old hat, Abe Lincoln,
I know what they had a butterfly deal inside of it to regulate the amount of heat that it would, throw off.
Uh-huh.
The more you'd cut it off, see, drafting is what pulled the smoke and stuff up through the.
Was that the flue?
I don't think you'd call it the flue, but.
Yeah, I know the draw or something like that. That's what it was called, man. Yeah,
drafting is what would pull smoke out of the out of the stove up through the chimney,
Yeah.
And you had a baffle inside of it you could turn and adjust.
Yeah.
And it would cut the upward flow of the draft off, and it thus the wood heater giving off more heat, and keep all the heat from going up through the chimney. And it was, the more you cut it down, the hotter that stove would get, man. You could turn air on the, give it more air on the front. It's kind of a through motion to it going up into the chimney. And the more you'd cut that baffle down, the less it'd let go out of the chimney. And the hotter that stove would get, it just adjusted. Of course, you had to keep your wood in. It's been so long ago, I don't remember that much about it, but.
What would you put in the, when you got the fire started, what would you put in it?
It's funny, in the daytime, usually in each room or so, you keep a place where you have, wood stacked up. And at night, you burn the same kind of wood, but you try to get overnight after you go into bed, the last logs you'd put on the fire.
Big.
No, it wouldn't be big. It'd have a knot or two in them.
Oh, I see. Well, you
and a knot in a piece of wood would burn longer,
Yeah.
You take, pine. Pine is knotty.
Yeah.
We didn't use pine, but we try to get a piece of wood or save it, and that had knots in it, and you could set that joker in that fire, in the stove, and it would just lay in there and simmer all night, and keep
it.
You keep warmth in the house at all times. That would save you having to get up and at 2 o'clock at night and put another piece of wood on the fire.
Yeah.
Keep them getting cold. That was a long time ago. Whew. It's unbelievable.
Now a fireplace might have an open thing in front of it, a place called a, some fireplaces nowadays.
Have
you seen those?
Yeah, I haven't been associated with very many, fireplaces in the house. Just when I walked in and looked at it.
You know what the hearth is, or the hearth?
Hearth is the front of it, isn't it?
Yeah.
I guess. I mean, I'm not much on them chimneys, but I just.